My soul radially whirls out to the edges of my body, according to the same laws by which stars shine, communicating with my body by emanation. When you see her, you feel the impact of what visual can mean. Invisibility comes through of deep pink or a color I see clairvoyantly. This felt sense at seeing the rose extends because light in the DNA of my cells receives light frequencies of the flower as a hologram. The entire rose, petals in moving air, emotion of perfume, records as a sphere. So when I recall the emotion, I touch dimensionality. From a small bud emerges a tight-wound bundle of baby skin coral petals, held in a half-globe, as if by cupped hands. Then petals are innumerable, loose, double, sumptuous, unified. I look through parted fingers to soften my gaze. So slow light shining off the object is filtered. Then, with feeling, I look at swift color there. It's swiftness that seems still as noon light, because my seeing travels at the same speed. I make a reciprocal balance between light falling on the back of my eye to optic nerve to pineal gland, radiance stepping down to matter, and my future self opening out from this sight. A moment extends to time passing as sense impression of a rose, including new joys where imagined roses, roses I haven't yet seen or seen in books, record as my experience. Then experience is revelation because plants and people have in their cells particles of light that can become coherent, that radiate out physically and also with the creativity of metaphor, as in a beam of light holographically that is by intuition, in which I inhale the perfume of the bourbon rose, then try to separate what is scent, sense, and what you call memory, what is emotion. Where, in a dialogue like touching, is it so vibratory and so absorbent of my attention and longing, with impressions like fingerprints all over? I'm saying physical perception is the data of my embodiment. Whereas for the rose, scarlet itself is matter.